Israel rejoiced to be accepted again, October 11. And all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths, and sat under the booths, for since the days of Joshua the son of Nun unto that day had not the children of Israel done so. And there was very great gladness. At the time appointed, on the 10th day of the 7th month, the solemn services of the Day of Atonement were performed, according to the command of God. From the 15th to the 22nd of the same month, the people and their rulers kept once more the Feast of Tabernacles. It was proclaimed in all their cities, and in Jerusalem, saying, Go forth unto the mount, and fetch olive branches, and pine branches, and myrtle branches, and palm branches, and branches of thick trees, to make booths, as it is written. So the people went forth, and brought them, and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God. And there was very great gladness. Israel had returned to God with deep sorrow for backsliding. They had made confession with mourning and lamentation. They had acknowledged the righteousness of God's dealings with them, and had covenanted to obey His law. Now they must manifest faith in His promises. God had accepted their repentance. They were now to rejoice in the assurance of sins forgiven and their restoration to divine favor.